my friend. Our institutions are filled with men and women just like yourself who waited too long. Let's look at you objectively for a moment, as I see you. Your responses to the first test shows that you are worried about money. The second test? You have a feeling that your friends don't really like you, and you don't really like your friends. Number four, you take a masochistic delight in being tyrannized over by waiters and cab drivers. Number one again, you have an exaggerated opinion of your value to society and at the same time doubt your worth and abilities. You have built up this reservoir of hostility which has no outlet and which has turned inward. And so you try to escape. Escape from yourself. You try everything. Movies, television, Zen, Buddhism, travel. But wherever you go too. And spoil everything. You overindulge yourself to compensate for a lack of love. And your sex life. Yes, there's just no need for that kind of sex life. And so, now we begin to see you as you really are. Repressed, hostile, sexually maladjusted, frustrated, aggressive, schizoid, and masochistic. Now, what seems to be your problem? You must not be afraid to talk to me. I am here to help you. Please try and relax. Let us try free association. Tell me anything that comes into your mind. Don't be afraid that you will shock me. No matter how filthy those thoughts are, spill them out. I am an analyst. Filthy thoughts are my life. If you're going to maintain this hostile reticence, we might as well give up right now. I can't go through analysis for you. That is something that you must experience for yourself. Believe me, if I could, I would. I sincerely want to help you. That is why I have placed myself at your disposal. My training, my experience, my remarkable analytical powers. I have gone to a great deal of trouble to bring you this record. I have overcome discouragement, ridicule, superstitious prejudice, ignorance. You will notice, for example, that this record is not endorsed by the AMA. Why have I done this? Because I want to reach individuals that I could not reach by ordinary means. Individuals such as yourself. And help them to become decent, useful human beings. I'll tell you what we will do. I realize that free association is difficult at first, and so we will work up to it. To get things moving, I will ask questions, and you will answer them, and we will begin simply. Tell me what you do in your spare time. Do you read? Mm-hmm. Do you ever claim to have read a book when actually you have just seen the movie? Do you play games of any sort with your friends? Chess, cards, Monopoly? When you played Monopoly as a child, were you disturbed by the fact that you couldn't always have Boardwalk and Park Place? If, by the simple act of pressing a button, you could kill a nameless South American Indian and collect $1 million and never be found out and never be punished, would you do it? Would you push that button? Think carefully. Forget about that now. Let us talk about your childhood. I want you just to let your mind wander back to when you were a child. The long, long afternoons. The first days at school. You little playmate. Can you remember your 8th birthday? Can you? At that time, what was the name of your best friend? Forget that I am a doctor for the moment and tell me what you remember. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes now and let you talk. Please begin. Oh, I am sorry. Let me just ask you something for a moment here. How old were you when you first took an active interest in the opposite sex? An active interest? When I say active, I mean active. How old? We'll discuss this in more detail later, but for the moment, how would you characterize your sex life now? Adequate, inadequate, what would you say? Nicely put. You think that your current partner feels the same way? Honestly? Before we go on to your dreams, one last question, and this is very important. If you had to be painted from head to foot with kitchen enamel, what color would you choose? That is the color you have chosen? Ah, you see, the more we hide, the more we reveal. And now, let us look at one of your dreams. There are more misconceptions about dreams than about any other phase of psychoanalysis. Many people believe that all dreams are sexual in nature. If you dream, for example, of the Washington Monument, they say, aha, the Washington Monument is a sexual symbol. This is a fallacy. You have 3 minutes in which to tell me a dream, any dream, the one you had last night, if you can remember it, or any dream you can remember. Go ahead, try not to censor. Just let it out. Begin, please. I am waiting. Look here, my friend. You seem to regard this whole business as a joke. It is not, I assure you. I have been patient. Very patient. I believe that I have been amazingly patient with you, especially considering the way that you have been fooling around for this entire session. If you refuse to cooperate, take the needle off the record. I said, take the needle off the record. All right? I'll do it.